You know, it's what I thought about, and I still made the decision to do it. So, you know, I have to live with it.
Have you gotten any feedback, positive or negative?
Yeah, I've gotten a bunch of positive feedback, a lot more than you would think. A lot of positive feedback. A lot of people support me and, you know, what I believe in. And more than that, I think a lot of people support the fact that I'm standing up for what I believe in. I think a lot of people say that, you know, they're proud of me. Because it's hard to stand up for what you believe in when there's so many people watching, you know? And the fact that I did it, I think a lot of people respect me.
Did you get more positive feedback than negative feedback?
No. Definitely got more negative than positive. Well, it's tough because I didn't read all the comments. I had so many comments on Twitter and Instagram. I couldn't go through all of them. I had a lot of positive text messages, but as far as social media, I had a lot of negative, a lot of racist comments, you know, people calling me the N-word and, you know, calling me all kind of, you know, derogatory terms. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, there's a lot of hate out there, and I'm not here to spread hate or negativity. I'm here to spread positivity.
How easy is it to ignore negativity, though?
It's not easy, you know. I think, you know, somebody told me not to really look at my mentions. And, you know, I kind of briefly went through them a little bit. I see what people say. But I try not to look at all of it. You know, like I said, I'm all about, you know, spreading a positive message. And if somebody doesn't have anything constructive to say to me, then why read it? You know, people calling me all kind of, you know, cuss words and names. To me, that's not, I mean, what is that going to do to help the problem? If you have an issue with it, with what I did, maybe articulate it, you know, to me properly and give me your word. I'm like, okay, then I'll maybe read it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a question
I had. I asked Patrick Smythe today, actually. You know, I told him, I was like, let's come up with a strategy for an end game. Because, you know, I'm not sure how long I'm going to do it. You know, I would be lying if I said I did. So, which is what took me so long to do in the first place. You know what I'm saying? Because I was wondering, what's the end game? You know, how long is it going to take for change? You know what I'm saying? What's the end game for me to be able to get out or whatever, do what I need to do, and feel good about the change that I maybe, you know, kind of have, you know, affected. So me and Patrick will come up with a strategy, you know, me and the PR people, come up with a strategy for an end game and see, you know, what's best.
And the reason I ask you is because I see you,
yeah.
And then after the game you said, this is why, mm-hmm. But so does it go until you're 73 years old?
Yeah, see, right. And one of my coaches asked me, he supported me. When, you know, one of the coaches, he said, look, he said, I support you. He said, but what's the end game? You know, he said, are you going to do this the rest of your career? You're going to do this the rest of the season? You're going to do this a couple more games? And I think that's a very valid question, you know what I mean? Because it's something that's been going on for so long. You know, they always do the national anthem at every game, every sporting event. So, you know, once I come up with a good plan, you know, like I said, I'm going to donate. I'm going to, you know, do some things in the community. And I'll figure out.
Do you think there are more consequences to come?
That's a tough. I'm not sure, man. Because a lot of people support me, but then, you know, I was kind of shocked to see, to read this morning that, you know, Air Academy, you know, took away my endorsement, which I guess it was expected because they're, you know, they're part of the Air Force. I think, you know, what I'm saying that's where they came from, a branch of it, the credit union. So I hope there's not a lot, you know, more consequences to come. But if it is, then it's what I chose. And as a man, I made a decision. And I still stick by that decision. If it happens, then it happens.
Yourself, or are you coordinating with Kaepernick and others?
Yeah, I'm going to coordinate with Kaepernick as well. Talk about some things, see where his head is at, see what he has, you know, brewing over on his end. And, you know, I'm going to coordinate with him and see what we can do.
Are you having any other players this weekend?
Absolutely, man. But, you know, more than that, I just want people to stand up for what they believe in, you know, stand up for what they feel is right. This is what I feel is right. And, you know, I'm hoping that other players will, you know, take a stand as well. Well, not just take a stand, but actually, you know, actively do something in the community.
Brandon, you've become a fan favorite in your time here. Is it tough, though, to see even...
Absolutely. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough, man, because, like you said, I've become a fan favorite. The organization, I feel like they love me. You know, the front office love me, my teammates, the fans, and to hear them you know, cussing me out and hear them saying, you lost a fan, I don't respect you anymore. It's tough. But I think I have to realize, I have to categorize everything. And I know that the people that really are about me, are really for me, that really support me, they're still going to support me regardless. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to bash me and cuss me out, call me derogatory terms.
Do you think there's anything you can say that's changed those people's mind and make them, you know?
No, there's nothing I can say. You know, regardless of anything I say, it's going to be spun in a different way. Or they're going to still say what they want, they're going to believe what they want. That's fine. I'm not here to change anybody's beliefs. That's not the goal. You know, I don't want to change anybody's beliefs. We're here to, you know, help affect change in the community. So that's what I'm doing.
Have you heard from Colin yet?
Yes, I will. I haven't got back to him yet, but I heard from
him. So he reached out to you?
Yes.
What has the reaction been from anybody else within the Broncos?
Oh, man, they all support me. You know, all my teammates support me, man. And I'm, you know, my coaches support me. And I'm grateful for that. You know, this is an organization that has, you know, took me in. You know, when I was practice squad, you know, on the way out the league, and they've helped me on my, you know, my ascension in the league. And so they're still standing by me, you know, behind this. And I told Kubiak, I was like, you know, because he was blindsided. Nobody knew really about it. And I told him, I was like, I didn't want to create a distraction for the team. You know, we had one goal. The goal is still to win football games. The goal is to, you know, was to beat Carolina. So why, you know, create a distraction in the locker room? I kept it to myself. And we won the game.
I understand there's another Brandon Marshall that got some hate mail out of this. What do you have to say to him?
Now he knows what it feels like. Every time he do something, every time, you know, he's been in the media for something negative or even, you know, some positive, you know, I get all the criticism, you know what I'm saying? All the stuff inside the NFL, whatever he says on that, I get it. You know, it's crazy. So now he knows what it feels like.
Brandon, did you give any thought, is there, besides the national anthem, of making your sending your message? Because with the national anthem, it's the ultimate tribute to patriotism.
Yeah.
And so when you do something like that, there's questions of your patriotism.
Yeah.
Did you give thought, is there anything else besides the national anthem where you can make your statement?
You know, me and Patrick Smythe, we're going to figure out some things, you know, some other things that I could do. But as far as, you know, my patriotism, you know, we have freedom of speech in this land, you know, freedom of, you know, what you could do whatever you want to do. That's a beautiful thing. You know, I could have my own beliefs. You know, I could do what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? So at the same time, people can question my patriotism, but I have the utmost respect for this country, for this land, for the military. You know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, against any of those you know, entities at all. So, you know, as far as my patriotism, that's I think that shouldn't be in question, because, you know, I'm just upholding my rights. You know what I'm saying? I could do, you know, I could protest peacefully. You know, I could, you know, stand or sit. You know, I could say what I feel like saying. And that's what our military has fought for, the ability for everybody to be themselves, to be them their own person, you know. So I'm just exercising that right. And I will continue to do that.